Tuesday morning with the Musers and time for the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock Nasser Vision and Generator Supercenter.
Thank you, Craig. All right. Did we ever talk about Kyle Busch's cause of death after it was finally released and confirmed? Okay. I do want to make sure we close that loop, because we all, as the rest of the world was, very shocked by Kyle Busch's death. So young, at the age of 41. And didn't they find him collapsed in his simulator, his driving simulator?
Was that it?
I believe so. At least that was the report at one time. But turns out the cause of death was complications from pneumonia that had progressed into sepsis.
Wow.
And he died just hours after his family said he'd been hospitalized due to severe illness and that he would not be competing at the Charlotte Motor Speedway that weekend. So, yeah.
Pneumonia
that turned into sepsis at the age of 41.
Terrible.
Yeah, pneumonia is a crazy, sneaky killer.
I had it as a kid and missed a month of school.
Really?
A month?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was really sick. I had chronic bronchitis as a kid, and it went into pneumonia.
Did anyone have time for that?
No.
Really?
Not when I had bronchitis. No.
My gosh.
I made more time for it by the time I got pneumonia. Yeah, it was terrible. I was so weak, and I missed a whole... Maybe that's why I got kind of behind academically. Maybe that's what set me back.
How old were you?
Second grade.
And then you've been playing catch up ever since?
Ever since. Can't get caught up.
Oh, no. Still trying to finish that homework.
Yeah.
Yeah, that reminds me of, I watched a video on, what are you pointing at?
Oh my God,
that's real?
What is that?
That's the UFC dome out behind the White House. That is so Idiocracy looking.
Well,
George just pointed up to the TV.
Sorry, I didn't mean to distract us.
It's here.
Yeah. We here.
He's got the UFC fighting ring back behind there to celebrate his birthday.
On?
And you can bet
on college games and keep playing? Where are we?
We're getting what we want.
We paid $160,000 for a seat to a basketball game last night.
Uh huh. That's right.
One game seven. It was game three.
Right.
That's what's important to a lot that goes on. Like Kyle Busch never lived to see.
Right.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. What you're talking
I'm
about.
Sorry.
So, anyway, yes. Don't take pneumonia lightly.
Mm-mm. No.
Because it can turn quickly on you. Didn't Jim Henson, the voice of Kermit the Frog and inventor of the Muppets, seems like he had some
same
kind
thing.
Of viral mm-hmm. lung thing and that turned on him and he died fairly young. I think he may have been in his 50s.
He was 53.
Dang.
Cause of death, toxic shock syndrome caused by a strep infection. Wow.
It's amazing how delicate and hardy we are at the same time. It's kind of crazy making, because you can't really properly categorize humans as we're not completely delicate, because it's amazing what we survive and what people can go through and still. And then at other times you go, man, things turn quickly. And you get sick and you pass away.
Says Jim Henson, yeah, he got the strep bacteria caused by pneumonia. Mm. And that had he gone to the hospital just a few hours sooner, he would have been okay.
Mm.
But he rode it out just a couple hours too long.
Mm. I think I'm kind of a ride out guy, which worries me a bit.
I think most men are.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just a cough.
Yeah.
Good.
It always... And the problem is that a lot of times when you get so sick that you need to go to the doctor, that's when you don't have enough energy to go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a whole ordeal. I've got to get down there and try to get an appointment, or you go to the ER. I just want to wait out there for forever and deal with eternal frustration.
Yeah, I always get decision paralysis. Should I just call my general practitioner and try to make an appointment for today, or should I go to the ER, or what? I don't really know what to do. Should I go to a little box, doc-in-the-box ER clinic, or the big hospital?
Mm-hmm. And you got such tired head and swim head because you feel sick. And you're running out of decision-making glucose in your brain.
Not that funny.
Nope.
Anyway. All right, hiding in the bushes. I don't know that this show has commented on the Kevin Durant situation.
No.
But he was spotted outside a restaurant that is known to us. Because it's the restaurant where Jerry hosts us every training camp for his big media party.
Naboo.
We're going out to Naboo and Malibu.
Oxnard?
Yes. Nobu, Malibu, which is, I was just talking to someone last night about the fact that I ate in a room with Henry Winkler. In a restaurant with Henry Winkler.
Yep.
The Fonz. That was at Naboo in Malibu.
God, that was great seeing him.
Oh, it was. It was so cool. That was Henry Winkler. He was at one time the most famous man in the world.
Yes.
Because he was the Fonz.
Yeah.
Which I never understood what was so cool about him, though.
Everything.
Really?
Everything.
He could turn on the jukebox by hitting it with his fist.
All he had to do was snap his fingers and girls would come running up to him.
Rode a motorcycle.
Because it was written in the script
that
way.
Had a leather jacket. Mm-hmm.
Now, okay, it was kind of funny when he would go to the mirror with his comb and then he'd look at his hair and just put the comb away.
Yeah, he'd go, eh.
Yeah, it was always perfect. Yeah. That was kind of funny. Anyway, Kevin Durant spotted hiding behind a bush at Nobu Malibu with a mystery woman. He was waiting on this mystery woman, didn't want to be photographed with her, but when she came out, he quickly jumped into a car, and then she jumped in with him. And who is this mystery woman? Because he was supposed to be dating a former NBA, WNBA player, turned OnlyFans model, Liz Cambage. But this was not Liz Cambage. But he was hiding behind a bush. He's Kevin Durant.
Seven feet tall.
This is not going to work out. And it didn't work out because Pop Arazzi was there with his camera.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Pops. And this picture was taken. Now, he was previously engaged to another WNBA player, Monica Wright. After popping the question to her back in 2013, only to call it off a year later because he, quote, didn't know how to love her the right way. What does that mean?
I don't know.
No, could he just retire?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just so worn out on Kevin Durant.
I'm kind of with you.
It's always something like this or a burner account or...
It's always
53s
something like this.
In a game.
Okay, name two incidents. How has it always been burner accounts?
He's had a few burner account
moments.
I loved Kevin Durant. I worshipped him when he was with the Sonics and then Thunder because he reminded me of the Iceman. I just thought he was so smooth and great scorer.
Mm-hmm.
And I turned on him when he went gun for hire to the Warriors.
Yeah.
And he's been weird ever since.
He has.
That move made him weird.
Why did that make him weird?
I don't know. You have to ask him.
He's hiding behind bushes.
A bush at 7 feet tall.
He wanted some privacy.
I'm just worn out. I don't care what he does. He's like a Kardashian playing in the NBA. Stop caring about the Kardashians.
He's better than Michael Jordan now.
He has a great nickname, and that's about all I can say. And he was nice enough.
Tractor Trailer?
No.
Oh.
He's the Slim Reaper.
I mean, he's a great player. He's a top 20 player all time.
Yeah, he's
NBA history.
Really good.
I would put him number five now.
Better. No, he's not top five.
Ahead of Jordan, that's for sure. That's for damn sure.
We're not
so you have Jordan at six.
Yeah.
You're putting Durant in your top five ahead of Jordan.
Yeah.
So you don't
I go
even
on the
think,
all-time scoring list.
You don't think Jordan's top five?
I mean, if Michael Jordan was better, he would have scored more than Kevin Durant, but he hadn't. So, I mean, I guess he's got still got a little more time. He's still alive, Michael Jordan, but he better get back in the NBA soon.
I guess he could come back.
So,
wouldn't that be a story?
Boy,
that would be a failed comeback.
Oh, would it ever? Although, don't ever doubt Jordan.
Yeah, I doubt him.
Probably be a failed comeback.
Have you seen him? He doesn't look healthy to me.
Yeah, he's got yellow eye and he smokes a lot of cigars.
And he's in his safe pizza.
Gosh. Accusing him of yellow eye?
Well, have you seen him?
That's a condition, sir.
Cigar smoke?
No, he doesn't just have irritated eyes from his own cigar smoke and smelling that Hitler mustache all the time.
He wore that for about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's up to it again recently.
Really?
Yeah.
Wear a Hitler mustache for 2 weeks and expect it not to follow you around.
Yeah, you're Michael Jordan.
I mean, and he did it in a commercial.
Yeah. Hanes.
How did the commercial people say, hey, Mr. Jordan,
did you shave?
We're going to either reschedule or something. We'll work around your Hitler mustache schedule, but we can't have you wearing a Hitler in our commercial. We just can't.
Well, okay.
And they did. And they went forward with it. Why didn't they CGI in like a full Doc Holliday mustache or something?
Full beard.
Yes, just do something to obscure the Third Reich deal.
There it is. It's not quite as big as I remembered.
It's still...
But it's still awkward.
Yeah, it's still a little invade Poland-y.
Yeah.
Needs to do away with that. Well, congratulations to my favorite player, Kevin Durant.
All right.
Who successfully ate at Nobu recently. That's great.
Okay.